Powered by Riverside FM.
That's new.
Yeah, it is. So welcome everybody to a special edition of the Cemetery Files.
Did we just pay a bill?
No, I wish, but I wish I got paid. Anyways, but yeah, no, this is the Cemetery Files. We've been on a hiatus for quite a while, and I'm your host, Jay Hill, with the other host.
Kelly Schaefer, also known as the executive producer.
Yes.
Director, all that other fun stuff.
Right. So, welcome everybody. This has been kind of a little bit in the making. I had an idea about this a couple weeks ago, and when I talked to you on the phone the other day, I decided to ask you if you wanted to do this, and you agreed, so, yeah.
Well, I already knew you were going to ask me.
Yeah, shut up.
I can't be surprised anymore. No. It really sucks.
Yeah.
Because it's this last weekend's been a couple of that were showing themselves months ago and just came to fruition this weekend. So.
Right. Yeah. It's been kind of a little bit chaotic in the last year, or in the last 6 months.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. When we stopped the show in the last 6 months, what was it, December that we stopped?
We stopped in December of 23, I believe it was.
Has it been that long?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
We went all last
year. I don't even know if we did a show last year. I have no idea.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy. Time flies.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That was 74 pounds ago.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yep. Kelly's getting in shape. Yep. And I'm taking my vitamins, so I feel better.
Yeah, you look better too.
You got
more meat on your face.
Yeah, I do. I feel a little bit better.
Good.
But yeah, so I know there's a lot of people out there that's missed the Cemetery Files. We've had quite a few fans that were really disappointed that we left.
Yeah.
But we just couldn't hold down the fort.
Well, we were doing the same thing that everybody else was doing, and it
kind of got old, and I get it. It did. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it did.
So,
and then we had better phone calls.
Right, and that's what we kind of wanted to do too. Is when we started having really good phone calls, and you would always say, "Why aren't we doing this live? Why aren't we talking about this?
Yeah,
why aren't we recording this? You know?" And so that's kind of what we're doing now. Actually come to find out that, and I don't know if other people realize this, when we doing this podcast last year or whatnot, we're actually related. She's actually my cousin.
Yeah. We're related on the Swedish sides of her family.
Yeah.
So Swedish, Norwegian, Netherlands, I think it was the Netherlands that it was. Yeah. We're related on that side of our family.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Yep. I have not connected the trees yet, but I've gotten us down to the same city.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It's
kind of like, when we became, good friends, and, we've investigated together, and, she's come up here, and I have yet to go down to Tennessee to investigate, but hopefully that's coming soon. And,
Go ahead.
We've had that really good spiritual, strong, it's a family connection, and we both kind of realized that, and that's why we made it go on the show, and it's popularity and people liked it, and I'm really glad that we did.
When we realized that there was a connection, it explained everything, because when we went hunting, it was like we were moving around locations as one unit.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, yeah.
Did you see that? Did you see that? Did you see that? Right, both of us, same thing.
Yeah.
We were getting
the same frequencies and stuff, which was pretty cool, you know. But so yeah, so things have changed. I've got different shows now. I actually will start a metal music show interview where I'm hoping to interview up and coming bands.
There. You almost got it. You got a brief shot of the new one.
Yeah, right. And so I have other things going, but you know, Kelly just got another dog.
I just got another dog. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got called down to the Humane Society. It's like, oh, what do you want?
Yeah.
Apparently I was getting talked up about how I can rehab dogs. So, I was going there for a deaf dog.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of training with signs, so it was no big deal for me. But I did, when I was in the yard with him, I did find it very annoying that he wouldn't hear me. So I don't think the deaf dog is exactly good for me. So I was kind of like, ugh. But then they're like, well, we got another dog. I said, oh, cool. So, you know, they brought her out and she's like the opposite of Diamond. She's more brown than white.
Right.
And
but they're the same dog.
They're not. I think that Diamond is a full-blooded Colby Pit.
Okay.
Daisy is I think she's Boxer Pit.
Oh.
Her feet are Boxer feet.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think she might be Boxer Pit. Anyway, mm-hmm. So they brought her in the yard and she was very, very timid. She was very withdrawn. And, you know, I'm like, oh man, I really do not want to rehab another dog because it's gotten to the point of where I don't even know what it's like to have a normal dog.
Mm-hmm.
So then the director told me her story. And her story is that she watched her owner off himself. And she was with the remains where they estimate at least a day before he was discovered. And she was pretty traumatized. And that just happened within the last 7 days.
Right.
So I've got this fresh dog.
Right. And for people that know me and Kelly and know that we are both gifted, I'm a medium. She's medium. She's gifted. She, you know. So when we were talking about this, you know, we were kind of talking before the show. No, I knew, I didn't know the story, but I just knew the premises of it.
Okay.
So I just heard the generalization of what happened. Mm-hmm. So, but when she was going to get something to drink before we started the show, there was a white mist that kind of messed with the front of the camera. And I knew instantly who it was. Now, mm-hmm. This is Daisy's, which wasn't her name, right?
No, that was not her name.
Okay. So
you go ahead and can you come up with a name?
No, I saw the name.
That would be great.
I saw the name. Yeah, no,
is it
I saw
at least
it. No, yeah. You put it on Facebook.
Oh, okay. So you
Yeah. So I knew
it wasn't something that
right.
came
no, no, no,
from
no, no,
my,
no,
my
no,
visitor.
No. He's okay with that you changed it.
Oh,
that's
good.
That's fine.
Good. Good.
But he's just, you know, I knew he was there, and I saw that he instantly saw that when you left.
I think showed up last night. I think
right, because he wants to make sure that she's okay.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And he's starting to realize that she is very much okay, that you know, but now that he has to make that trek. And he doesn't want to make that trek, but he has to.
Well, he's welcome to hang around. He's more than welcome
to
hang around.
Don't open that door too wide there, lady. You've got enough going on
all right,
in your house.
I do have enough on my plate. No. Yeah, we need to back that one off for a little while.
Yeah.
But yes, you can stay for a little bit and make sure the little girl's all happy.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know,
you can stay for 3 days.
Yeah, we have that's instances, it. You know, I mean, because of the fact that Kelly lives in a house that's not too far from
transitory
military, you know, Civil War stuff and this and that. And, So, you know, and that is
in limestone, you know, all that right, kind of stuff built with limestone.
Right. So yeah, no, he's cool with it.
Good.
And, you know, and, but that was, it was a more like an instantaneous thing. So,
if there's anything that he can provide to you that will help me, like, I really would like to know what the scars on her legs are and, what her birthday was.
I'm getting April, maybe April 12th or something like that. So you can look that up. That's fine.
That would make you about 2 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As far as the scars, I don't really have any answer for that.
They must have happened before.
I think that somebody, yeah, I think somebody had him, had her before.
I get the instance that there was, and she's not affected by it, so it happened a long time.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah, but she's doing great. She's good. She's just, she woke up this morning with her tail wagging and everything. She was a happy puppy this morning. I was so happy to see it. So
that's good.
Yeah, she doesn't even need, all it took was last night. That's it.
Awesome.
Last night letting her know that she's safe and sound and well loved and whatever she needs. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's what I do. So she's happy. She did wake up with a nightmare though when she was sleeping on the couch.
Right. I'm also seeing a gravestone. An upright gravestone, but not his. I mean, it's kind of a big one, so I don't know if there's some type of tie to that, but that just kind of popped into my head.
I'm going to search, and since it happened within the last week, I'm going to search and see if I can't find him. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's,
you can't get that information from, you know what I mean, from anywhere unless it was in the paper. Well, it should be in the paper.
Yeah. Well, you can get it from funeral home.
Right.
Yeah.
He's given me an uneasy feeling. So I'm just going to kind of let that, and your screen's kind of getting goopy. So I'm going to let that lie. I'm just going to,
okay.
You know, I want to be respectful. I don't want to be prying into private business because it's not really any of my business. You know, but just know that she's good where she's at, and I'm happy for the doggie, and she's very pretty.
Yeah, she is.
You know, so, what were we talking about? Yes, the other day when I called you on the phone.
We were talking about your warehouse guy. He interests me a lot.
Warehouse guy.
Right. So here, I'm going to set it up for you. I'm going to do the setup on this one. So Jay sends me the video of him walking through the warehouse that he works in. He works in an electrical supplier warehouse.
Yeah.
So he's walking around this building, and I'm like, oh, there's one. Oh, there's one. Oh, there. Oh, he's not happy.
Right.
And I said, and apparently I hit all the ones where they were standing, where they were supposed to have been standing. So, there's one guy there that's a grouch.
Yes.
Oh my God. He's just a big, huge ass grouch. Uh-huh. And he stood out among all of them, and he's just grumpy. Oh my God. He's grumpy. Grumpy.
Yeah. I get that. I get that a lot. It's kind of like if there was somebody that was over my shoulder saying, why don't do that? Or
on. I got the new one barking.
Uh-oh.
Hey. She was scared. She was seeing something she hadn't seen before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
the neighbors next door.
Oh, yeah.
So I
know that the story goes that the gentleman had,
his name was Otto
Jacobs. Otto Jacobs.
Okay. I haven't had time to look him up yet. So see if I can find him.
He basically there's a big ready mix cement place, you know, across this road, this small highway. And he basically he I think he died of old age, but I mean, it was like 2016. He was buried across the street on this property before the building that I work in now was there. And then a few years after that, was that how it built? Huh.
That's not him.
No, he wanted to be buried on that property. Well, they built the building and then they moved his grave next door to next, I don't know, next plot, so to speak, or behind another building, and he's not happy.
I'm looking to see if I've got the right guy here.
Yeah, I had that issue too.
Okay. I don't think this is,
but I have interacted with him a few times. He's not happy, but it's kind of like, it is what it is. There's nothing I can do about it. And, you know, family's family. And I think it was kind of about money in that aspect of, you know, the guy came and said, hey, I want to buy this land and I'll pay you an extra amount of dollars to move your father, whoever's, you know, grave over there. And then we'll make a marker and put a fence around it. And that made them happy. And yeah, I just felt it was very disrespectful. And yeah, so yeah, there's Native American there. Every once in a while,
where are you talking about? Where is this graveyard?
Jacobs, Otto Jacobs.
Oh, this is Otto Jacobs Cemetery?
No, this is where he was buried on his property. Okay, so
are there people buried out there that they didn't know about?
No.
Oh.
No, okay. No. So the building wasn't there. When he passed away, he was buried across the street to look over his business.
Okay.
Another developer came and said, prime land, I want this land. I got to move this grave. He talked to the family. The family somehow agreed and moved him next door to this other plot of land so he could build this building. That's what I'm assuming. That's exactly how it happened. So, and he's not happy, but there's really not much he could do about it. And he's kind of accepted it for what it is, but he still has issues with it. And I understand that. Right. And I think it's very disrespectful. You know what I mean?
You're going fuzzy.
Me going fuzzy?
Yeah, you're going fuzzy.
The one thing I will say is that when this gets done, this video.
Yeah.
Riverside FM will clean it up completely to where it looks crystal clear on YouTube. I had some issues with one of my recordings.
Can they make me look 20 years younger too?
No, you're asking for a lot, lady, and I don't I don't know these people that well, but you know, I could put in a good word for you, but that's about it.
I guess I'm just gonna have to clean it up. Does that mean they take out all the swear words and everything?
No. Clean the picture wise. Resolution. No, we still swear like sailors, so but yeah, so anyways, it's cool. I like working there, and like I said, I run into different things here and there, and I've seen, well, I saw with my own eyes, we have cameras in there. And one Saturday when I walked before, you know, it was like, before the sun was starting to really come up later in the months, you know, it was like in March, and I would come there at 5:30, 6 o'clock, and it was dark. Well, I would walk into my boss's office, and there was the cameras that looked at the warehouse, and you know, there weren't any lights on, so it's all night vision. And I actually watched a shadow figure walk from one side of an aisle cross to the other aisle. And I had to stop and think to myself, did I just see that? Or am I?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's sweet.
Now that was really cool.
That is sweet.
So I've been there during the day when I ride the, now mind you, this warehouse isn't that big. I mean, it's probably like
two huge garages.
Yeah, way huge. It's bigger, probably maybe three or four garages.
Width and length?
I'm not sure. It's, I've got 3 to 4 different 50-foot shelves, 3-4 high. Okay, so it's a decent size.
It could be as big as my house. I mean, my house is 1,000 square feet.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't know for sure, but there has been times where I was driving the fork truck in after unloading.
Oh, Lord, somebody let you onto a forklift.
Yeah, so I was driving the forklift in, and through the shelving, the racks, and the next aisle over, I saw somebody walking down the aisle, the main aisle. And I'm sitting there, and I could see shoulders. And I'm like, okay, who is that, you know? And then I get out the fork truck, and I go to look, and there's a bathroom at the end, but there's nobody in it. And the other guys were up front. There was only two of us here, or three of us here, and they were up front. I think one was at lunch, and the other one was in the office. So physical apparition, I saw shoulders and partial head walking down the hall or down the path of the side of the racks. And I'm like, okay, now I've heard footsteps and I've heard people talking. I've been outside during the day.
This is the stuff that we get called for K2 paranormal research all the time. I mean, we've got businesses that call with that same stuff and we go out and investigate.
Right. And it's nothing new to me, to me and you, but to my boss,
anything can be haunted.
But to my boss and to my other crew members, they know they don't talk about it because it freaks them out. And I'm like, so I give them shit, you know, and I'll be like, you know, it's normal. He's like, maybe for you. But when my boss is by himself, there's been times where his friend comes in and sits with him or whatever, or goes in the bathroom or whatever, comes and the lights are off, everything. And he's like, are you in the warehouse? He goes, no, I've been up here. He's like, I'm leaving, you know, and he gets freaked out. So, my boss calls me the shop medium. So yeah, it's funny.
I love it.
But it doesn't freak me out. I mean, there is a sense of angst there. And
yeah,
I think that kind of is now, I'm starting to learn that it kind of transcends over to the frequency of other people, because there's people that, and it tries to affect my emotions too, because we've had a lot of turnover of employees that just get angry and quit. And it's like, okay, well, I don't quite understand that whole aspect. I do and I don't, but it is what it is. But so, yeah. So, I mean, that's, you know, every place I've ever worked has got something. Every place I've ever lived has got something. I mean, so I beckon the question, is that me or is it because of me?
Or just happenstance. I mean, they say that would fall under coincidence.
That would fall under coincidence, and I don't believe
there are. And we all agree there are no coincidences.
Right. I think
it. You know, when I look at it, I think in the fact that you were so pointed on this job, you really wanted this job.
Yeah.
And I remember when you were talking about it in the very beginning, and that to me is an indication that you really need to be there.
Right.
If you're really wanting to be in a place, it's because you're needed there somewhere.
Right.
So, and don't get me
wrong. But don't get me wrong. I mean, it's been stressful. It's been very stressful. And there's been times where I just want to throw my hands up and be like, oh, screw this. But I don't.
Tell me about it.
I think the majority of people listening to this podcast right now can probably relate to that, where they go to work every day and they're like, I've had enough of this place. And then they calm down, or they go outside, or they do whatever. They eat a sandwich, or, you know, have a rendezvous.
Yeah, food. Have some protein. Yeah.
So, you know, but it's just, we can't let reality ruin us that way.
Oh, and that's why I walked out of H&R Block. I I was not going to let a fellow employee talk to me like that. That's abusive and just completely wrong.
Right. Hostile environment. We don't need that.
Hostile environment. Yeah.
But, you know, the places that we've that I've investigated, even in that you've investigated, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, you know, the emotions that are tied to some of these places for these older buildings, and my building's pretty new, but it's just the fact that there's some of these older buildings, especially down by you when you're talking about your one of the members to K2 mm-hmm. Paranormal, you know, mm-hmm. and the guy and behind the desk and, you know, all that,
yeah,
that warehouse type thing. Well, it's just some of it's residual and some of it's just, you know, not. It's just it's there for a reason, you know, and that's why we kind of do what we do,
and
you know.
Well, I've said this in a couple of different conversations over the last few weeks about how the United States is so far behind in spiritual beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Probably because we came from the Protestants or the Puritans, I guess, mm-hmm. is the other ones. And we've been held back spiritually because of that. Everything's haunted. Everything. Yeah. It's just like Europe. Europe's right. very haunted because there's been all kinds of activity there with spiritual beings. The United States is just the same.
Right.
Just the same.
We're everywhere. Just younger.
Anywhere you go, you have a chance right. of getting a haunting.
Right, right. A lot of it is something that the 90, but 85% of the people don't see, don't care, don't want to know, you know, and yeah. that's fine.
Well, then you start having to get into the conversation of what frequency do you see? We all hear right. different frequencies, and means that we all see different frequencies too.
Right, right. Whatever resonates with
you. We see the things that are vibrating at the frequency that we can see.
Mm-hmm.
That's why mm-hmm. one person will see something, like, for instance, when we're out with Pamela
mm-hmm.
for investigations and she slips into one of her mediumships.
Mm-hmm.
She has a completely different reality than the rest of us do.
Right.
And right. it's just unnerving the amount of detail that she sees.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not accidental.
Right.
She's seeing right. a different frequency that's jiving with her at that point.
It's a different level of visual. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's why I really want to come down there and
yeah.
find that house. And
oh, you would have so much fun.
I know. I
mean, you would have so much fun working with the crew. And yeah. just going out on an investigation with us. We have a great time. Shoot, I'd be mm-hmm. getting everything, you know, I'd be getting all kinds of different locations. You'd be down here every week and you'd go back so tired.
Yeah. Right.
Because we're hunting every night, man.
Right, right. I mean, and it's just, there's
we're
a lot of
the night shift.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of different places down there. But I also see down there too, there's a lot of peaceful places in Tennessee. A lot of where
yeah.
spirits aren't really. You know what I mean? And where it's just a kind of quiet, nomad.
It has
type.
To do with the South. It's
right,
all about
yeah.
the South.
Right, right. Yeah, I just.
It is an entirely different way of life down here. And mm-hmm. and people don't understand how special it is. And it mm-hmm. carries over to the haunted places. I mean, most of the time you're dealing with the lady of the house and she's like, get the fuck off my property.
Right. Right.
There's that one house just down the road from me. It's like 15 miles away. The Doc, mm-hmm. Doc Martin house. Dr. Martin house, I think is
right.
what it is. I went in there the first time and I was met with some really rough spirits. They were not happy about having me in that house.
Really?
So the second time I went, I took the Confederate Pledge of Allegiance with me and set it in the living room. So... Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
it's an interesting thing to be. Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. You know,
even though I'm half Southern.
Right.
My mother's from Appalachia. So
you're half something. Right.
I'm half something. Well, I'm half right. crazy. We all knew that one.
Well, we all knew that. No, I mean, I didn't mean to say
yeah,
that.
We all knew that. Now you're so freaking just wait. Paybacks are a bitch.
I know, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, it's just been really crazy. You know, we've been busy and whatnot, and you know, I got other shows and Paranormal Memoirs. Like, I got a new episode coming out on that, and you know, it's all on Encompass Media on YouTube, and that's just where this show is. And I know that you're busy with stuff, and I know that, you know, you just started a new job, you know, and
well,
you know,
first we had to ditch the boyfriend thing.
Yeah, I get it. If anybody knows that Kelly is a kind of private and individual, you know, loner type person.
There's a lot of stuff that's out there that's public, but the other side that is private, nobody sees that. There's only really very few people that see that private side.
Right.
And yeah. It's a big respect that you have to have for the two different lives that I lead. So
Well, you know, and then you've got your new book coming out too soon, don't you?
I got to get to writing it. That's one of my problems as
I thought you were working on it already.
No, because the boyfriend was taking up 24 hours of my time.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But you were allowing that to happen. Yeah, you were allowing that to happen. So.
Yeah,
well, now you have all this free time.
7 weeks I
said, you know?
Yeah, I know, right? After I work my 40 hours a week.
You know who I wanted to say this, you know, I really miss this kind of banter back and forth. I miss our friend Dave Taylor because he was so fun and he could do the one-liner zingers so good. You know.
Yeah. It was fun when we would gang up against you.
I know. And that's the way it is at work, too. I mean, seriously. Oh, yeah. I must have it on my forehead because I've been picked on my whole life. You know?
It's on your back. We slapped it onto your
back. Yeah, it's on my back, but it's on my forehead, too. Yeah, pick on me. You know, look at me. Make fun of me.
Yeah, but we have fun.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, it is what it is. But yeah,
it always is what it is.
So yeah, when we were, you know, going back to talking a little bit about the reality and the spiritual, you know, kind of keep yourself in check in that.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Tombstone.
Oh, did we not talk about that?
What was your end analysis of it?
I was disappointed. I was.
Yeah. Did you get anything?
That was part of that was actually a instance of when I dreamt about standing in front of one of these storefront windows at night with this, you know, candle imitation, like electric candlelight that was on the shelf for illumination. I had a dream of that. About a year before, and I couldn't figure out where it was where I was at and this and that. But when I walked home or walked to the cabin the first night I was there, and I was walking on the boardwalk, and I stood there and looked in, and I was standing there. So I relived that. I had that happen. And that was really cool. There was another part of the story involving an older house and kind of like a robber baron type person and, you know, and this and that, but I didn't get anywhere near that. I just that energy was coming from that place. Now, don't get me wrong. I liked Tombstone. I wanted to do it, start it for my documentary, but after I had left there, I knew that wasn't where I needed to start it. And so I said, okay, but I wanted to go there. I experienced it. I went to Boot Hill Cemetery and I filmed it, and it was during the day, and it was cool for tourist wise. Now the owner of the cabins told me you needed to walk over there at night, just stand on the outside of the fence and just record and you'll catch stuff. And I said, okay, but I didn't have the desire to do that. I don't know why. I just was like, yeah, you know. Usually other people, you know, that are into the paranormal be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to so do that. To me, I didn't have that in me to do it. And that was only the first couple days or second day I was there, you know. But it was very peaceful. At night in Tombstone, you can, when there's no cars and there's no nothing, no people, you can hear a pin drop. Literally, it is so, that's the type of quiet that I have never heard on this plane. You know what I mean? I've heard quiet, but I've never heard quiet like that. And that was really cool.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
You poor thing.
Yeah.
I crave quiet like that.
I still have the frequency hum. I mean, and that's deafening. But, I mean, I usually block it out. I've had that my whole life. You know, you can call it tinnitus and whatever, but it's not really tinnitus. It's more of a frequency hum. And when I'm, you know, in a room and I hear nothing, I'm not hearing nothing. I still hear that. You know what I mean? But I have been able to block it out to a certain degree to where I don't pay attention to it. So where I can experience what I did in Tombstone with that silence. That was really nice. I did have footsteps follow me back from Big Nose Kate's restaurant, which has some of the best food in Tombstone you will ever eat. I highly recommend it. If you're ever in Tombstone, go to Big Nose Kate's and get their food. They have the best fried zucchini sticks. Oh my gosh. Ooh. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I was just
blown away.
Do they
actually make it melty on the inside?
That's yes.
That's the thing
oh my gosh. Yeah.
They don't get them melty enough.
And the history of that place is great too. And people who are into the paranormal and stuff, you can go down into the bowels of the building where they supposedly an old miner had lived down there and remains down there. I didn't go down there. It was kind of like going to a place where I wanted to be as respectful as I could. You know what I mean? I wasn't trying to be like every ghost hunter on TV show that, you know, was doing it. I wanted to be low key. I wanted to experience things myself. And, you know, I went to the birdcage. I got a ton of pictures. I had a couple of the girls there that were not alive, where I was taking pictures on their wall, and all I could hear was, oh my God, he's taking our picture. And yeah. And I actually had ran into, well, not ran into, but I was telling my my good friend Maria, who was actually my mentor at, you know, years ago, she had been there, and I was telling her the story of the girls there that were excited that I was taking their picture. And she says, oh my God, she's like, we ran into those girls too, and they were just chatty Cathys and, you know, this and that. And so, yeah, you know, they were working girls, you know, there was a couple of them. Yeah. Yeah. So, with the birdcage, it's changed. And that is not how I viewed the birdcage. I had this pre-different image of what it was, and the inside was like that, but they kind of cut off part of the wall. I don't know how they did it, but it's been updated, you know, here and there. So when you walk in, it's like a foyer. But in my vision of seeing the birdcage, when you walked in the front door, that was the beginning. There should be tables there, and there's a bar there, then there's a bar over there, and you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it wasn't quite
they
it.
Yeah, they made
it was more tourism.
Yeah.
I was kind of disappointed in that. I mean, I took pictures of the hearse. I took pictures of a lot of different things. The downstairs in the basement. I took pictures of the poker table, all the money and all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Downstairs?
So
I don't know if I went downstairs.
I didn't really get any weird feelings. And it was weird because even when I was walking in the street, I had a couple different entities that were kind of just floating by in the street, even during the day.
Yeah.
But they were, but there were some places I didn't go into. Not that I didn't want or that I wasn't allowed to or whatever. It just, I had no interest. There was one part of that whole trip where I was standing in front of the Oriental Theater that Wyatt Earp that supposedly had, you know, frequented in Tombstone. I'm standing there on the side of on the boardwalk there with under the canopy of this, you know, bar, the saloon. Mm-hmm. I'm standing there leaning on this post, and all of a sudden it was kind of like I was transported back into time, and I could just see the wagons, I could see the people, and it was just, I felt like looking up and down the street like I owned it. It was really bizarre. It was a sombering feeling, but it was also a really cool feeling, and it was respectful, and I was, you know, I felt humbled that I was able to sense that, you know what I mean? So that was pretty cool. The people there were not very forthcoming with who I was because I didn't have a big camera crew in tow. It was just me.
Right.
I had my handhelds, I had my camera, I had my phone, I had my tags for my shows on me, my passes, to let people know that I was, you know, creating a documentary or that I was filming and whatnot. And people were not as forthcoming as I thought they would be. I was kind of disappointed in that. Even the Chamber of Commerce, I had been on the email, you know, back and forth talking to them saying, I'd like to interview you. And I want, you know, oh, that would be great and be fantastic and everything. And I get there and then they don't want it. They don't want to do it because I didn't have a large camera crew in tow.
Right.
And I'm like, because when I went to the Birdcage and I saw the lady there at the Birdcage and she said, look at all these people, that all these TV shows that have come to visit us and investigate. Yeah. And I asked her, well, how much was it to investigate? You know,
fuzzy on me.
Well, I asked the lady.
Left me at TV shows.
Yeah, TV shows. But I mean, I asked her how much it was to investigate there. And it was like $1,000 or something. And I'm like, yeah, no. I'm like,
no,
unless I have a big production company that actually can afford to do that, that's great. You know,
if they have disposable, because the Birdcage isn't haunted.
Yeah, well, it is in a sense, but it's more of a residual anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah,
I didn't really get anything.
When I was there,
I really didn't get anything there, except for the females. You know what I mean? There's ones that kind of come and go, but it's not something. It was
it's
really
not
hard
worth
for
$1,000.
No, it was really hard for me to say yes. That's an active all the time haunting. Some people could say I didn't really feel that. I felt that there was some there that would come and go. You know what I mean? Or visit. That is me. That is my heater turned on. If you can hear that.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so don't get me wrong. Tombstone was great. Some of the people around Tombstone were great too. And it was nice to get away.
It's changed a lot since I was there.
I was
happy. There before the commercialism got there.
Right. I was just happy that they had a Walmart. They have a like 20 minutes down the road in Sierra Vista was a big Walmart. I needed some things that I didn't get before I left, and I was like, man, I wish they had a Walmart. So I looked it up on my phone, and lo and behold, it was 20 minutes away.
It's
now
amazing
that,
what phones can do for you.
Right. Now that drive from Tombstone to Sierra Vista is a beautiful drive. It's 20 minutes. Some hills, some curves. You see plenty of cactuses and trees. And then you've got on the foothills of those Sierra Vista Mountains are right there. And it's a beautiful little town. You know what I mean? So I was more familiar with that. You know what I mean? That was more of a, you know, walking, you know, down.
The one that my uncle lived in Dragoon
mm-hmm.
and had a pistachio farm.
Oh.
And we went out there, my mother and I went out there for a visit. I don't even remember what year it was. And we were going from one place to another where it was like in the 90s, headed up to hundreds, and a storm rolled in, and you could literally sit there and watch the temperature drop. And it dropped 20 degrees in less than 15 minutes. Just plummeted. It was interesting. It was very interesting.
That's cool.
I mean, the desert, I really just don't, I'm not a big
Yeah, I'm
desert
not a
person. I
big
think
desert
they are
person
beautiful
either.
and all that, but
Yeah, I'm
I'm
just
just
not.
not into
I can just say
heat.
that I've gone there. You know what I mean? I could
Yeah.
say, yep, I've
I
gone
mean,
there.
it's gorgeous. I can tolerate it for a little while, but I'm
Right.
not a big fan of it.
Right. Well, I do plan on going
So
to Gettysburg eventually. I would like to go there this year because
that might be a possibility. The
because
Gettysburg thing. I'm gonna write down Gettysburg and look at it because now that maybe, yeah.
Yeah, because I
And
was
that's in
looking
July,
up.
right?
Yeah, because Gettysburg is only 11 hours and 20 minutes from my house.
I don't know how far it is from here. I
I
checked
thought,
last year, but I
I
don't retain
thought,
that information.
yeah, but I thought it was farther. I thought it was like 18 hours, but no,
Wow.
it's only 11 hours and 20
That's
minutes.
an easy drive.
It is. You know, I mean that's like driving down
That's an
to
easy drive.
Branson, Missouri, which was like 9 hours.
That's not bad.
No.
Yeah, that yeah. It's only eight between you and me.
Yeah. Branson's a little farther
Isn't it?
though.
Isn't it
It's right
only
on the
eight?
bottom, right by the border of Arkansas. Branson,
Okay.
Missouri. Yeah. That's the imitation Las Vegas.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
told Larry he was crazy for going to Las Vegas.
No, don't get me wrong.
I'm
I
sorry,
like
been there,
Las
done that.
Vegas. You know, I like Las Vegas. The one place that I really want to go to and stay at is the Flamingo.
Yeah.
Just
Oh.
because the history.
Didn't they tear that down?
No,
Didn't
they
they tear
did not.
that
They updated it.
down? The one I want is in North Lake Tahoe, called the Cal Neva.
Nope, it's still there at the Flamingo Las Vegas.
Oh, I wonder how much ticket, I wonder how much rooms are.
Yeah, I would like to stay up in the Bugsy Siegel suite in
Oh, wouldn't that be fun?
the very
See if you
top
can try
floor.
to get something from that one.
Yeah, that would be cool. Yeah.
I was just doing the I don't know what I was. I think it was one of the stories for the next book is haunted hotels. Because you can go, that's one of the things that you have no guarantee of when you're out traveling is you won't get a haunted room. And it's sometimes very, very surprising where you find a haunted room. I mean, Gina and I went to a place last year, last August, and we're like both of us hearing footsteps above us, and we're on the top floor. So we went and we found out that it had been a hospital and there was a floor above that. And we're like, that's just. And then there was also the suicide room. So, yeah, I was a
That's why
couple floors down
I
from
don't
the
know if I could
suicide.
ever do a. I mean, I could, but to do it like an insane asylum or a mental hospital, I think that would be like energy overload.
What, for haunted hotels?
No. From
I'm
insane
sorry. I
asylums.
was reading about the Cal Neva. Oh,
I know you were fucking ignoring me. I know it.
no, I wasn't
That's
ignoring you.
right.
I
Ignoring
put you
me.
on
I
hold.
know.
No, I put you on hold.
Yeah, see?
So insane asylums.
Yeah.
Ones that I have been in so far have been fairly calm. I did the one that's in Mare Island, the naval base. I did the psych ward there. I did Randolph twice. I'm trying to think what other ones that there were that I've done, but any at least those two buildings, three different visits. Oh, and then the Old South Pittsburgh Hospital has had a psych ward.
All right.
That's a, it's a toss up. It is really serious. I got hairs all over here. It's seriously a toss up as to what you're going to encounter. I never expected to encounter anybody from a psych ward when we were down at Old South Pittsburgh Hospital because I didn't know they had one.
Right.
And we got a guy from the psych ward, and he was not a nice person at all.
Right.
But the other ones, I don't really get much crazy. You have to also realize that a lot of the people that were submitted to that kind of an institution back then were quite possibly like us, mediums who saw things, or they were women that refused to get married, or they were, I mean, think of, go look at the list online about the things that would get you put into an insane asylum. Most of
Right.
those people were just freaking normal but weird
Normal
like us.
people with,
So
things going on in their lives.
it's not really that big of a deal
A
at
woman
all.
that back in the day, a woman that wouldn't, clean or take care of the house or clean the kitchen or cook the food or do whatever, and it would be, would not listen to her husband. That that's like,
So, or if the husband wanted a new wife, he'd put the old wife in the
yeah,
insane asylum and call her incompetent, and
right.
then, divorce her and be able to marry the other one. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, women
Yeah.
have been abused for decades, centuries,
Oh
millennia.
yeah, and then one thing that we haven't talked about yet is,
Ooh,
well,
which one?
I mentioned Walmart already.
Okay. What about Walmart? Very slow
Manchester,
story about Walmart.
Virginia. Richmond, Virginia.
Oh my gosh. All of those graves.
Yes.
What was it?
Okay.
700?
So yeah,
And then the, and then
700.
there's like how many do they think they might have?
Right. So
I
there's
mean, it's up
Walmart
towards
is
a
looking
thousand or
into,
more.
yeah, okay, so the story goes, it's on an ABC news story that they, people listening to this are gonna have to look it up because it's pretty astronomical. In Richmond, Virginia, in the county or the village of Manchester, is Walmart wants to build one of their, Walmarts on this property, on this land. Well, they had somebody come over there to look at the property, excavate it, or to, check it out. It's not da, da da. Well, they ended up finding graves on the property. Now, they mapped it out, and there's a picture of this map online that you can look it up. And there's at least 700 graves in this spot. Now,
More than 700 potential unmarked graves.
right, unmarked. So
Unmarked.
now you guys can, take it for what it is, but I know that, companies want to build new businesses and new buildings and this and that, da, da, da. But in this case, my stance, and I think Kelly's stance, is rope it off and put a monument there and don't
Make
do
it a
anything else.
cemetery. Leave it alone.
Oh, yeah, leave it alone.
That's, you're asking for trouble right on that one. Oh my
Can you
goodness, you're asking for
imagine if
trouble on
they
that one.
did build one on there? Now, people in the
Can you
comments said, because this
imagine
was
the,
on
oh
Facebook,
my
that people were
gosh.
saying, I hope this that place is so haunted that it they end up closing. I'm like, I
Jeez.
just don't want them to build it to
I
begin
mean,
with.
just, it's, and then if to think about the other side of it, if they did decide to go through and properly remove everything and put them someplace else, what if there's Native Americans in there? We gotta
Right.
identify those bones too.
Right,
Yeah.
right.
And return
Well,
those to the tribes.
if this
I mean,
was,
what,
and
I
this was
mean,
from the
who,
Civil
you got,
War,
yeah,
and
but are all of them?
Or do any or all have coffins? Right.
Right.
Back then, during the war, it was sometimes it was multiple in one grave. You know, it was a.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They were kind of just put in the pit.
It was a mass grave.
Mass grave. Mass grave. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
But these, I mean, and it's really weird if we've got mass graves. It's really weird that they were laid out like that.
Right. So I don't think that
underneath the foundation.
Right. So I don't think that they're, but I don't think that they're in coffins either. I don't see that.
Yeah.
I think they marked it like that just for the, you know, the length of a body. I think that's just,
well,
there's a body here, body there.
It's the gap in the frequency. There's like a gap in the frequency that's solid ground. And then the frequency would have gone. And then it would have been a rectangle kind of thing in.
Right. So that's why it probably where they're mapping it out. But that is just.
And they've only mapped out this area. What if there's more that's on the outside of that?
Right.
I mean, it's just rope it off, turn it into cemetery, put a monument up there to the unknown, and let's just move on.
Right.
Let them rest in peace. They're away from home, and there's no way anybody's going to be able to figure out who they were.
And I don't understand this either. And there's, for some reason, there are, there's something to be said for people who have their graves disturbed.
Yeah.
I don't understand the connection. I really don't. I know I'm curious to why. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just because there's still some type of connection to the body. I don't know. But I mean, you know. Okay, case in point. Remember that movie Poltergeist?
Yeah.
From 1980, 81?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, during that filming, nothing really went right for that movie. There were so many different things, strange things, and things would break and, you know, whatnot. Well, then come to find out that there's the pool scene. If nobody has seen The Poltergeist, you need to watch it. It's from like 1980, 81.
No, they used the real bodies. Oh my goodness. Yes.
So the pool scene where it's raining and this and that, because the plot of the movie was they built houses like when we were just talking about building a Walmart over these graves if they don't move them. Well, in the movie Poltergeist, they built these nice houses over these graves that didn't move the bodies. They just moved the headstones.
Mm-hmm.
And because it was too expensive to do otherwise. Now, in the movie, in real life, the movie company could not afford to get prosthetic or fake skeletons. And this is pretty morbid, but they went to India or someplace, a foreign country, and they paid for real bodies that were, bones that were, you know, and they shipped them to the movie set, and there's a lot of them. Now, people can believe this if you want. Look it up. The story's been verified. A lot of people know that it's true. But after they did that, a lot of crazy shit happened. The actress that played the daughter for the family committed suicide after that movie. So is there a connection with that, with messing with bodies, with a person's,
then you got to get into, what is the body really?
It's a vessel.
In my belief system, exactly. That's all it is. And so once you're dead, you're no longer in that body.
Right.
You're not using that body. So why would you stay with that body if you've got all these new powers that you can go
right, right.
You want,
I understand that. But Look at it this way.
I understand the memory stuff.
Okay, but what's that old saying? Possession is 9/10 of the law. You know?
How did you come up with possessions 9/10 of the law?
Because of the fact that if you have that possession and you've been alive for 80 years and you know every inch of your body and there's certain things that you really like about your body, or you know what I mean? It's like you've spent in that vessel 80 years.
Yeah.
There's got to be some type of spiritual tie. You know what I mean? To that.
To the body itself? I'm going to say no.
I think that's the only thing that I could think of that would
warrant
people being upset that their body is being desecrated. You know what I mean?
The pinogram. Pinogram.
I don't know what you're talking. Oh, you're yeah.
Penal.
It's penal. Penal gland.
The one that's like right here.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe that might be something.
Maybe.
I'd go with that one.
Okay.
I'd go with that one, but I wouldn't go with anything else.
But I mean,
people think your heart.
Right. Going back to the graves and, you know, and all that, and we were talking about poltergeist, and take this, whoever's listening to this, if you have anything to do with this or you're ever part, if you for somehow hear this podcast and talk about this Walmart in Richmond and Manchester or whatever, man, don't have anything to do with it. Just somebody's got to hear this and rope it out and put a fence up and put a monument up and leave it alone.
Just respect the dead and leave it alone. Yeah.
I mean,
just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I know that when I go down to Gettysburg, I know that I'll be able to walk through. I won't be able to have to go very far before I run into somebody that will want something from me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Spiritual wise.
Oh yeah. I have a feeling that Gettysburg is going to be big for me too.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
And So.
Yeah, I mean, Gettysburg is people, especially in early mornings in the summertime before they, you know, they do the reenactments and all that stuff. And, you know, on a day that the reenactors aren't working, you know, people like to take a trip there and sit and watch the sun come up, and people get video and will actually get apparitions in the woods, soldiers walking.
Yeah.
And that I've seen that. That is really cool. If people Google it,
just,
you know, go up to YouTube and look it up. Yeah.
Down here, up here, wherever you are in Tennessee, when you go down to the Stone River Battlefield, all you have to do is just sit outside at night. You can just sit outside the fence and just sit there and listen for gunfire.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
That is really bizarre. An inanimate object creating a spiritual function.
Yeah, I've never
an audio function.
It probably has to do with frequency. I mean, the frequency of the sound.
Is it frequency or is it?
Well, there was an residual article I just read today that they're fine. Well, it might be residual, but the thing that I've also found is they found that time reflects.
Right.
So,
and I think that also has something to do with the moon and all that too. When the moon is out, I'm sorry, but when the moon is out, for some reason I run into people who need some help, you know, driving or walking there, you know, through Walmart or whatever. I don't know what the moon makes people do crazy things.
There's some people that get affected more by the full moon than the new moon. I've always been a new moon girl. So
I've been a full moon. Full moon guy.
Yeah, I haven't been I'm a new moon.
You're just a weirdo.
Yeah, well, so are you.
I know. Yeah, I don't have a leg to stand on. So
no, you don't have a leg to stand on. You really don't.
No.
And
I don't.
You're shorter than me, so leave me alone.
Oh shit. Shut up.
I can't find that Gettysburg thing. I'll have to find it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So
Yeah. So this has been really fun.
We were talking
about
something about spiritual connection earlier.
What?
Yeah. Next time we'll talk about spiritual connection.
Yeah. Yeah. We could probably do this again sometime. We won't have to set a date.
Yeah,
we'll just know when we need to, you know.
Yeah.
This is fun.
Yeah.
So yeah,
we used to do this every Monday morning.
Right.
Every
yeah.
Monday morning.
Mhm.
And it's been like a year without every Monday morning phone calls. So.
Right.
You work, I work, and it's just not working
right.
anymore.
Remember right.
when we were young and carefree and running around
oh,
the United
shit.
States?
What was that? That was eons ago.
Now we gotta fucking work.
Right. Adulting
work.
Sucks.
Adulting sucks.
It does.
As is the tagline for Kelly's Haunted Adventures.
Yeah. Yeah.
Adulting sucks. Let's go ghost hunting.
That's right.
Yeah. Which I've gotta do I'm gonna do some more adventures on her.
Okay.
Yeah, she's got to get some more adventures out there.
All right.
But, you know, right now it's the new dog. Making life safe for her.
Okay. All right, folks. Well, this is about all the time we have. We've had enough of talking to each other, I guess. So.
Yep. I'm about ready to fall asleep.
All right. But we want to thank everybody
yep.
for hanging out with Cemetery Files Revisited. But we'll probably do another one sometime. We don't know when, but, you know, it just feels like we probably should. But this will be uploaded on everywhere you get your podcasts. Check out Encompass Media, @Compass Media on YouTube, as well as on TikTok, and as well as on Instagram. And you can find me, Jay Hill.
You stole that name from me, by the way.
I know. You can find me, Jay Hill. Jay Hill, and you can find Kelly Schaefer on Facebook, and you could find Kelly Schaefer also on TikTok, aren't you?
No, I'm not on TikTok.
Oh, you're on Instagram.
I stuck to Facebook.
Yeah.
I can do Instagram, but I'm not there very often. I'm on Facebook.
Right, right. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening. Like I said, you could find, you can email me at studio6369@gmail.com. If you have any ideas for, any of my other shows, Paranormal Memoirs comes out. The new episode will come out this week. I also have a Paranormal Saloon will be back as well. And I have the new show, Metal Freedom on Encompass Media, where I interview a local metal band who are friends of mine, and I am going to be getting into that. So, having said all that,
did I just say where I'm going to be?
Yep, go ahead.
I am going to be at the Tennessee Wildman Crypticon in August.
Okay. Fantastic.
I'm so excited.
That sounds
I
good.
Love that event.
That's it. That's the only place you're going to be, huh?
That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Any updates?
I got a couple of podcasts coming up.
Yeah. But... yeah. Any updates that with Kelly's adventures, I'll be sure to put that on my page as well as she'll put it on her page. And then
I'll make an
announcement.
Searches for a location.
Okay.
I got to find a location that I want to do.
Okay.
And then I'll have to figure it out. So, all right.
Sounds good. Thank
Sounds
you so
good.
Much,
you.
Everybody.
You're welcome. Everybody. Yes. Thank you.
Everybody. Yay.
Everybody.
Later.
Later.